caper and craft shop owner, is hanging up the knitting pins for good and retiring. Agnes Harris started working at Moreff's Yarns and Crafts in Whitney Pier in the late 1980s, and she became the owner 18 years ago. Harris says the business had ups and downs over the years, but she survived financial challenges thanks to her loyal customers, determination, and spending wisely.
I just stuck to it, yeah. You just had to watch every penny, and I was very lucky. I had good, very loyal customers, staff, and as you can see, got a stack of cards about yay big, and a lot of people have called as far away as British Columbia and Florida to congratulate me, so a lot of people hate to see me go, but it's time for me to have some me time.
Harris, in her 60s, tells Coast Radio she decided to retire after a nearby business made an offer to purchase the building located on the main street running through the small community on the outskirts of Sydney.
I had a nice offer on the building and the land, and I thought, perfect time to retire. Yep. It's the lady next door, Karen. She owns the Hunted Treasures, the fishing store. She's moving it. She purchased it. Yes.
Speaking of sorry to see her go, a Facebook post announcing the closure of the popular store garnered dozens of replies from supporters who went to Agnes's shop over the years to buy supplies. Harris says that me time she was referring to means spending time on hobbies and with her family.
I like to garden. I like to knit, of course. And I have granddaughters, so when they come home from, like in the summer, I'll be able to hang out with them. I couldn't find a lot to do.
She says although knitting is not as popular as it once was, there is still a market for the hobby as many people use it as an excuse to get together and socialize.
There is still a niche for it, and actually it's starting to pick up again. But, and I find a lot of people, it's become a social thing. Women get together for something to do, like knitting, and the fibers has become a real big thing. Fiber luncheons, this kind of thing. Yep.
But then again, Harris says it's not just for women. She says enthusiasts come in all shapes and sizes.
I have a lot of men take up knitting and weaving, anything to do with the fibers. I've had a couple of men in knitting classes, actually, the last couple of years. There's a lot of funny stories. Hard to tell. Well, the gentlemen, that like to crochet baby things, a very big gentleman. And then there's just so many things, yeah.
Harris says although knitting is not everyone's cup of tea, it seems that the people who receive the gifts that are spun with yarn are more meaningful than a jacket or a sweater bought at one of the big box stores.
Now, the last couple of winters, Christmases, I've noticed a lot more people are knitting or making a gift rather than just go to Walmart or somewhere and buy, because it means so much more to you. Someone would take the time to do it, yeah.
Harris says it takes usually about 2 months for someone to finish a decent-sized jacket or blanket, but some people are so passionate about knitting, they can have the final stitch done within a couple of days. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.